So key aspects of inventory management in distribution. Inventory visibility and tracking. So real-time visibility of inventory is crucial in the distribution sector because, you know, you cannot invoice the material or you cannot supply the material unless the material physically is available. And visibility is very, very important. So as it allows managers to oversee stock levels, monitor product movement, and guarantee the items as positioned correctly and timely. So you are able to assure the customer or guarantee the delivery to a customer based on the physical availability or projected availability of the material. Technologies such as barcode, RFID, that is radio frequency identification, and IoT sensors may be used in tracking of the inventory. The next is demand forecasting. Demand forecasting is the process of predicting future customer demand for products in the distribution. This involves analyzing historical data, market trends, seasonality, and other relevant factors to predict the demand at different times of the year. So we already have looked into the qualitative and the quantitative approaches and the hybrid approach and why this is required. Inventory replenishment strategy. So it refers to the process of restocking inventory to maintain optimum levels because inventories are constantly being either consumed or being sold. So if it's a finished product, we are selling the products and that is depleting the inventory. If it's a raw material, then it is being issued to production and it is being consumed. So as we consume the inventory or as we deplete the inventory, it has to be constantly replenished. And we looked at the various technologies like the reorder point, the reorder level, and based on the philosophy that we follow, whether we are following the just-in-time and the economic order quantity, that means we are trying to order the ideal quantity which minimizes the cost for replenishment. So those are being deployed here for the inventory maintenance and replenishment purpose. Warehouse management system. A warehouse management system or WMS is a software solution designed to track and manage inventory in warehouses. WMS helps distribute goods efficiently within the warehouse by automating the processes like product picking, packing, and sorting. It integrates with other systems like ERP or TMS, that is transport management system, to ensure smooth coordination across the entire supply chain. So it basically optimizes and improves the warehouse operations. In inventory turnover and stock rotation. So inventory turnover measures how often the company sells and replaces its stock within a given period. So a high turnover rate is usually a sign of efficient inventory or inventory management, as it indicates that the products are moving quickly and are not sitting in the warehouse for a long time. So stock rotation ensures that old inventory, especially in case of perishable goods, etc., is sold or used first, minimizing the risk of obsolescence or spoilage. So if you say that inventory turns, there are 12 turns in a year, it means that material is at an average sitting for only 1 month. Within a month, the inventory, the material, whatever has come in, has already left the warehouse. And higher the number, the better. So if you say that my inventory turns are 24 in a year, so it means that you are churning your inventory every 15 days. Cross-docking. So cross-docking is a logistics practice where products are unloaded from inbound truck and immediately loaded onto a outbound truck with little or no storage in between. So this method is designed to streamline the distribution process, especially for fast-moving consumer goods. And cross-docking is used in the hub and spoke model. So you have, like, for example, the courier firms have a hub, and you have the spokes. So from various cities, the material moves to the hub, and there the materials are interchanged. So let us say that material from Delhi, from Bombay, from Bangalore, all the places come to the hub. They are redistributed depending upon the destination where they are supposed to go. And then the vehicles again go back to the respective places carrying the material meant for that place. So imagine a material which has come in from Delhi and supposed to go to Bangalore will be cross-docked or redistributed to the vehicle which is moving for Bangalore, and then it will be carried to Bangalore. And then at Bangalore, maybe there are smaller vehicles where the material will be offloaded. It will be again cross-docked, and it will be handed over to another vehicle which will actually go and make the last mile delivery. Or it could be a simple two-wheeler which is going to carry your parcel or package and deliver it to the end customer. So this is cross-docking. So you are transporting it by multimodal system without the material actually lying in the warehouse. It is only getting transferred from one vehicle to the other. Multi-echelon inventory management. So multi-echelon inventory management involves managing inventory across various stages or location in the supply chain, including warehouses, distribution centers, and retail stores. It helps synchronize inventory levels at each location to ensure the right amount of stock is available at every point in the distribution network. And this is the way to go, because it doesn't make sense to focus on inventory only at the manufacturing location or only at the distribution location. One should be able to have a visibility of inventory which is there across the system. So imagine that you have inventory at one point where there is no sale or very little sale, and there is another place you have a demand but you don't have a stock. So in this kind of a situation, you can transfer material from the place where there is little or no sales to the place where there is a sale, there is a demand, but there is no stock, or they are going to stock out shortly. So this way, without having to manufacture additional quantity, you can meet a requirement based on the visibility that you have. Supply chain integration. Integrating inventory management with other parts of the supply chain, such as procurement, manufacturing, transportation, and sales, ensures that inventory flows smoothly and efficiently through each stage of the distribution process. And let me tell you, all the new ERP systems, they follow the integrated supply chain system. So whenever, you know, there is a forecast or there is a firm demand, it looks at what is the inventory at the retailer, what is the inventory at the distributor, what is the inventory at the original equipment manufacturer. So it will not throw up a fresh requirement if already there is an inventory available which can meet the requirement. Now, in a pool system, assume that there is a big requirement which has come. In that case, it will trigger a requirement for fresh production of more items to replenish the stock at the distribution or at the retail level. So it looks at the total inventory and it manages the inventory across the supply chain, across the value chain. So inventory replenishment is the process of ensuring that a company has the right amount of products and materials to meet customer demand without overstocking or without stock out. Purchasing is basically sourcing suppliers and procuring the necessary goods and material. So here they are responsible for selecting the supplier, placing orders, and calling the material, giving the call off. Delivery is developing effective delivery processes and coordinated lead times. So this is more on the customer side where you are delivering the material. Inventory management, regularly reviewing current inventory processes and replenishing the inventory wherever you are depleting. Moving inventory from reserve storage to primary location and then to picking locations. So, I mean, there could be certain reserve locations, and there are primary location from where the material is being dispatched, where the picking actually happens. So moving of inventory many a times can happen from reserve storage. Sometimes you are reserving the material for certain customers who are crucial to the operations. But if there are no orders, then you don't let the material become old. You can replenish that stock with fresh production, and the old stocks are released for sale to other customers. Inventory replenishment is a key part of inventory management and supply chain management. It is important to strike a balance between avoiding stockout and overstocking. I think this point has been more than stressed number of times. So stockout, this can lead to missed sales, back orders, and dissatisfied customers. So missed sales, because if customers don't want to wait, you go to a shop and you find that a particular model of refrigerator or a washing machine is not there, you're not going to wait. You're not going to say, okay, fine, let the stock come back. You will choose from the brands which are on sale, and you will settle for another competition who is offering a product which meets your requirement. In B2B environment, yes, there will be back orders. So you have what we call as a backlog or pending orders. So these are basically one of the reasons why there can be a dissatisfaction, because the back orders can actually cause a disruption or interruption of operations at your customer's end. And it's not a very happy situation. Overstocking, this can lead to increased storage cost, potential wastage, and tied up capital. Most important, the working capital which gets tied up. Potential wastage, yes, because over a prolonged period of time, there can be obsolescence or even damage to the material if stored over excessive period of time. Inventory replenishment can be achieved using a variety of methods, including periodic, that is replenishment inventory at fixed interval. What we saw, that it can happen weekly, can happen fortnightly, can happen monthly. Normally, nobody does it 6 monthly or so, 3 monthly. The review cycles are more frequent because, if there is a sudden spurt, you will suddenly find that during the review, you have no stocks of the material. Collaborative, sharing real-time data on inventory levels, demand forecast, and supply chain performance. So in collaborative, you're sharing real-time data of your stocks, your inventory of raw material with your supplier. So your supplier can gear up. You are sharing the demand forecast, so you know what kind of a demand is there. So he can start preparing and he can plan his production to make supplies to you, so that there are no interruptions and you can operate with optimal inventory levels. Effective inventory replenishment requires careful planning, precise execution, and constant monitoring. So self-explanatory. It also requires a deep understanding of inventory turnover, sales trends, and supply chain dynamics. So setting some of the parameters in this system for inventory management, like reorder level, safety stocks, this requires a deep understanding of how systems work. Even over a period, some of these levels may have to be reviewed. Like, for example, if your demand is going up, your reorder levels, your maximum inventory levels, all these need to also be scaled up. At the same time, if your product is coming to end of life and the demand for the product is dropping, then somewhere you have to scale it down to ensure that you don't keep on buying the raw materials for a product which is on its way out. So we'll look at some of the examples of a stock replenishment pull method. So a bicycle retailer might track demand across the stores to determine when to replenish stocks. So when inventory level drop below a certain threshold, the planning team sends more stock. So we saw the example earlier on, where the system looks at the total inventory, and it will not start planning immediately whenever there is a demand. It will look at what is the inventory available with the retailer, with the distributor, and at the OEM. And if there is sufficient stock, then it will not trigger a fresh production plan. So it'll let the sale happen from the existing stock. Lean time replenishment. A snowboard company might replenish stock during the summer when demand is lower, but before the winter sales surge. So many times it so happens that a company's capacities cannot suddenly meet a high demand. So what they do is they are manufacturing the things throughout the year, and even during the lean time when the product is not getting sold, because they are building up the stock, and the stocks are going to be sold only during the winter time when the winter sports are in full swing. So this also depends on the capacity, the production capacity that a manufacturer has. So top of replenishment, a bedding manufacturer might set a reorder point for raw material and replenish inventory when it reaches those points. So this is a very interesting thing. You need not always hold the stock of finished product. Let us say that you have got a few raw materials which you are using to make your product, but you have a wide variety of finished products. So there, if you make a finished product, your raw material is used up. And if you do not know what finished product is going to be in demand, it's better that you hold the inventory of the raw material and you actually make the finished product only when you have a firm requirement. So this is the example we are talking of, that in this particular case, the reorder point is set for the raw material, and they only replenish the inventory when it reaches those reorder points. So as and when the order comes, they make the finished product, and whichever product reaches the reorder point, whichever raw material reaches the reorder point, only those are getting ordered. Continuous replenishment. So grocery store might use continuous replenishment to ensure customers can find what they need. They might streamline delivery efforts to keep perishable items fresh. But again, here in grocery also, they are continuously replenishing based on the levels. So let's say they are selling a toothpaste. Now, if they find that toothpaste sells in a sizable quantity, they might replenish the stock of toothpaste. Provided the stock on hand comes below a certain level. As far as the perishables are concerned, yes, they may replenish the stock more frequently, but at the same time, the effort will be to deplete or rather sell off the stock which can become obsolete or which can perish. So, I mean, it's a fine balance, when even we say continuous replenishment. Periodic replenishment. So a retailer might check inventory levels at specific points in time and reorder inventory if stock levels are low. So here we saw the example of a weekly review or a fortnightly review or a monthly review. So they will look at the level and they have a set maximum level. Whatever is the difference between the max level and the current stock level, the difference is what needs to be ordered. So, strategies for efficient distribution. So, effective inventory management in distribution is essential for businesses to sustain optimal stock levels, reduce expenses, and ensure prompt and efficient deliveries to the customers. The integration of contemporary technologies such as real-time tracking, demand forecasting, warehouse management system, and cross-docking enables businesses to enhance their inventory management practice. We have seen this. This is self-explanatory, so easy to understand how these technologies can actually help predict and efficiently, you know, move the material across the supply chain. This leads to a streamlined, cost-efficient, and agile distribution network capable of adapting to variations in demand, overcoming supply chain disruptions, and addressing geographic challenges, thereby enhancing customer satisfaction and increasing the profitability. So you are doing the operations in the shortest possible time with minimum inventory at the minimum cost, which is basically a win-win, because you are able to carry out all these operations at the most cost-effective and optimum way. So here are some strategies for efficient distribution. Align with the demand. Ensure your distribution is in line with customer demand. Self-explanatory, common sense. Optimize routes. So optimize your distribution system so as to ensure quickest delivery at lowest cost, shortest time. Integrate systems. Integrate your distribution system. We saw that, you know, integrating your inventory across the value chain. So you're having visibility right from the retailer up to the OEM manufacturer or for the finished goods inventory. And also, you know, for further production, you can also look at the raw material inventory, where the visibility can be at the OEM, at the suppliers, which gives you a better visibility. Monitor performance, monitor and evaluate your distribution performance. What you can measure, you can improve. And you need to monitor your performance. Only then you will be able to improve upon your performance. And you'll be able to actually see where you started and where you have landed with your various initiatives for improved performance. Innovate and differentiate your distribution. So how you can differentiate yourself from the competition. So we saw that e-commerce was a major disruption, a major innovation in the market. And then came quick commerce. So one-day delivery, two-day delivery became defunct. Today, we are talking minutes as far as delivery are concerned, and that is innovation. Analyze your distribution channels, market demand, competition, and customer preferences. So constantly, you need to know what your customer prefers, and you have to be able to predict the demand for those items based on changing customer preferences, and fine-tune your distribution channels and your inventories to actually ensure uninterrupted supply. Choose channels, select the right distribution channel, consider geographic coverage. Partner with distributors. So consider partnering with distributors. This is part of what we talked about, you know, collaboration or partnering with supplier. Same is the case with the distributor, because they are an extended arm of the manufacturer. Manage inventory, balance inventory levels with demand to avoid excessive holding. Again, here we are talking of the integrated inventory management, where you are having a holistic view and you're looking at inventory across the value chain. Design for scalability. Design your distribution network to be scalable and flexible so you can adapt to changing business needs and market dynamics. Scalability, so you may start small, but the design should be such that it can be quickly scaled up in case your volumes start going up. You should not be hampered by growing volumes, and that should not become an obstacle. Address challenges, proactively address distribution management challenges to maintain a competitive edge. And the challenges keep on coming. So maybe people thought that one day, 2 day delivery was a challenge. Today, you're talking delivery within minutes, which is a challenge. And who knows, tomorrow there'll be something even more challenging, and it requires very unique solutions. Today, when we talk of e-commerce, there are materials which are coming from different cities, and the logistics is, you know, able to manage the movement of goods across cities within a matter of days. But when you are talking of quick commerce, there you need to have the stock point which is close by, because with the traffic conditions, etc., you cannot expect to deliver material within minutes if your stock point is 10 kilometers away. So you need to have stock points, or you should have retailers who are willing to supply the material and grab this opportunity which arises from quick commerce. So some of the innovations in rural logistics, so digital platforms and e-commerce integration. So we have already seen that e-commerce platforms like Amazon, Flipkart, etc., have given a big fillip. They allow the rural suppliers to focus on the activity that they are most good at. And the logistics part, the market reach, the market access, this is taken away by the logistics arm of the e-commerce company. Last mile connectivity innovations, use of electric vehicles and electric bikes for last mile delivery. We see that a lot of these takeaways and restaurants, they are having these electric bikes for delivery. It basically saves them cost, increases the speed of service to the customers, and with less manpower, they are able to cater to more number of deliveries. So last mile connectivity, you know, this is also another innovation which is really working very well. Robust network of delivery partners, so local delivery agents, crowdsourced delivery models, etc., which again, you know, lets more number of people participate in the business. Supply chain digitization. So we talked about blockchain technology and how it is being exploited. It brings about transparency and also technology like Internet of Things, which is used to track material, track the functioning or operation of equipment, etc., remotely, so that you know, you can attend to the equipment before it actually fails or breaks down. Innovative transportation solutions, so small freight vehicles, three-wheelers, electric EV vehicles, railway and waterway. You know that India has started transporting material, you know, through waterways in certain part of the country. Agri-logistics, so you have cold chain innovations, warehouse receipt systems, mobile warehousing, and smart inventory management. So these ensure that perishable goods are, you know, quickly distributed to the markets, to the end user, in the most efficient and quick way. Telematics and fleet management, GPS and telematics based solutions, predictive analytics for route optimization. Today, even on Google Maps, you can predict 2 days down the line, if you want to go somewhere, you can just feed in what time you want to start, and it will tell you how much time it will take to go from point one to point two. So these kind of solutions can help a great deal. Collaborative logistics models. So public-private partnership, cooperative models for farmers, rural distribution ecosystems, reverse logistics for you know, the rejected goods or returned goods, collaboration platforms and community engagement. So these are all examples of the collaborative logistics model. Financial inclusion and credit support for logistics players. So you have the logistics fintech solutions, micro loans for small operators, individual operators who wish to buy a vehicle, and you know, they can become a significant part of the logistics effort. Small logistics providers, etc. Also crowdsourced delivery models. The other thing is the drone deliveries and automation, which has started in a very small way, where drones are used for delivery, especially where you have accessibility issues or you want to deliver something in a remote place. So this kind of technologies help a great deal. Regional hubs and micro distribution networks. So regional distribution hubs and hyper local distribution networks. So like you have the macro distribution hubs, which are mainly in the metro cities, etc. This can be in the rural areas for local distribution at a very optimum cost. Sustainability and eco-friendly solutions. So green logistics, where you are using EV vehicles, etc. Solar powered cold storage, where the cooling happens using solar power, and also the energy comes from wind turbines, etc., which is feasible in the rural areas. So these innovations are crucial for enhancing the efficiency, sustainability, and reliability of logistics in rural areas, ultimately improving access to goods and services for rural population. It's both ways, the goods and services for the rural population, as well as for the rural population to access the urban markets. Indeed, these innovations are helping bridge the logistics gap between urban and rural India, ensuring smoother transportation of goods, better access to products, and more efficient supply chain in this undeserved or underserved areas. So what are some of the innovations in rural logistics? And here are some practical examples in logistics. So you have NinjaCart, you have Rivigo, AgroStar, Denso. You must have heard some of these names. You are also aware of the kind of activities that they are carrying out. Ecom Express, Load Share Network, Blackbuck, Rural Electrification and EVs. You have Amazon India, the rural expansion, where they are extending their network to the rural areas. And similar thing with the Flipkarts. You have the Portia, the Mahindra Triozor, which is electric cargo movement network. India's Post and Logistics Network, run by the Department of Post. Drone delivery by Sky Air and Star Agri. So these are the examples which illustrate how companies in India are creatively using technology and partnership to use the new business models to address logistics challenges and to improve the efficiency of delivery network in rural areas. So with that, we come to the end of the chapter. Thank you.